Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey. That's Loic Radjabov, PFL lightweight. Runner-up a year before, now he's going for the PFL championship. Exciting times. This is his translator. What's your name?
Glenn.
Glenn, thanks for translating. It's an important job. Thank you so much for doing it.
Oh, it's a good friend of mine, and we try to help each other as much as we can in sports and everything else.
That's great. Well, we're certainly grateful for that. You take on Alex Martinez in your next fight. What do you know about your opponent? Are you the type that studies film, or are you the type that just goes in there and fight?
Очередной вопрос спрашивают, теперь ты знаешь, что ты будешь против Мартинеза опять выступать. Их интересует, как ты готовишься к этому бою и какие у тебя планы вообще?
У меня планы драться и в стойке, и в партере. Я готов и в стойке, и в партере. Я просто хочу финишировать.
Loic has said that basically, regardless of the fact, after he won hit the first match, and he's just gonna, regardless of how it's gonna turn out, he's ready and he's prepared and he's moving forward and he's gonna stop this fight. He's gonna finish this fight.
He's one of the odds makers' favorites, and I know that he was a runner up before. How does that drive him to be the champion this time, right?
Очень многие ставят ставку на тебя. Что ты и даже в вашей первой встрече ты был фаворитом. Насколько это тебя мотивирует? То, что ты фаворит многих?
Мне всегда мотивировали, когда я андердог. Но я не знаю, я просто иногда, когда я вижу ситуацию по-другому, просто иногда хочется выигрывать, а иногда хочется выигрывать громко, да. Но вот сейчас я. Не знаю, мне так хочется, чтобы выиграть как-то убедительно, чтобы не повторилось то, что
первый раз,
да.
Actually, Loic's motivation was more of the times when he was an underdog that motivated him even more. But this time, for the next coming up fight, he's gonna make a statement. To him, it's important to make a statement, so it would not go to judges' scorecards.
How excited are you for the possibility, the potential, or you actually are fighting for $1 million? That's a big deal.
Опять вопрос у них. Как ты смотришь на то, что это как бы такое большое дело за миллион долларов драться? Я думаю, я отвечу так же, как и на прошлый вопрос, что это не такие большие деньги, и что твоя мотивация это не деньги, а именно победа и пояс.
Ну, да, давай я тогда скажу, что... Ну, естественно, мои там... Миллион долларов на сегодняшний день не так уж большие деньги. Я просто хочу стать чемпионом, забрать пояс и идти дальше, потому что на этом я не хочу остановиться и я не хочу ограничивать с этим, да, миллионом или поясом.
To Loic, it's almost important to have the belt. The money part, like you said before, he's mentioned many times that $1 million is really not a lot of money today. And taking the belt would be his number one priority, bringing it home, and just to keep moving forward, keep climbing this difficult ladder, and just to end up on top, to be the champion, to be
Man,
number one.
Sounds like a lot of money to me, but what also sounds like a lot of money, if he wins this belt, if he wins the $1 million, he has an opportunity to maybe, how about $3 million, right? You keep winning tournaments, you keep making money, you get the sponsorships. How excited is he? Is at the point in his career where big things are on the horizon?
To him, I know for a fact, because we've discussed this already several times, he's just very passionate about being the best, about fighting.
About
his life, that's his passion. He's not looking at this from the lucrative standpoint. He's looking at this to make a legacy. He wants to be... He represents his country, obviously, and to him, his people are what's important, and his country, and just to make his journey count to end up on top, to be the best of the best.
I love that. I think that is all that really matters in life, no matter what we do. You're doing what you love, and you're doing what you want to do. My last question for him is probably one people ask all the time, but it's awesome. What does Jaguar Paw mean?
Опять спрашивают вопрос, что значит лапа ягуара, как бы их интересует. Я, с твоего позволения, отвечу так же, как я ответил.
Скажи им, что коротко, что если я поймаю, то меня отпускают.
To make it short, with that paw if he catches the victims not getting out, like in nature, you know.
I love that. Thanks so much. Really grateful to talk to you. Good luck.
Thank you.